Okay, we're picking up Lama Tesem at Aleph, 7 lines from the beginning of the Gemara, really. Chazeres, the 8 lines from the top of the Amud. With the words of Chazeres, again, the Mishnah discussed which vegetables are going to be kosher for Maror. The mitzvah, Bizman Hazeh, we're going to get into that actually, is a Dinder Abanan. However, we are still wondering how to be Mekayim, the Dinder Abanan of having Maror. So now the Gemara tries to identify which different vegetables are discussed in the Mishnah. So what is Chazeres? That's the first one the Gemara asks. Chasa. Chasa, it by Rashi seems to be indicated that it's lettuce. That's generally the understanding. The Aruch also explains that it's lettuce. And the way we have the minhag is we assume it's really romaine lettuce, although it seems from Achronim that actually it seems like all types of lettuce would lechora be okay. That's the shaila though, that lettuce doesn't taste bitter. We see clearly that maror is supposed to be bitter. So, how is it that it's still gonna be okay? So, we're gonna even say the hamshech of the gemara is gonna mention the lechora, this is even more lechadchila. So, apparently when it's left to grow, the leaves will become tough and bitter, so even though right now it's not necessarily the most bitter. However, there was a famous sheet of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was against using the lettuce because he says that it has to have some sort of bitterness. There's zero, a lettuce tastes great. People have it in salad all the time. Not for its bitter, sharp taste. There's nothing sharp to it. So the Chazon Ish was bothered by that, and therefore he maintained that it might be better not to use lettuce. The Minhag Olam seems to indicate that it seems to be that we assume the lettuce is the most lechatchila. Although we'll discuss the other one, the one that is also commonly used is horseradish. That's going to be one of them as well. Ulshin is hindvi. Hindvi are these type of endives. And tamcha amar avachana, tamcha sushma. It's called tamcha. This one is actually called, this is horseradish. So that's what the one that we people use is horseradish. And it should be noted also the problem, one of the problems with horseradish is you really need to have the way we paskin based on Rashi, Mitzarfin L'Kazayas, Im Lom Echad Men Kazayas in the Mishnah, Aval Yesh Lom Ezeh Chatzizayas Mitzarfin. Now based on the Mishnah which said you can Mitzarf two different ones, Rashi says that you need to have a shear of Kazayas. That's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rush. However, we paskin that you need to have a shear of a kezias for maror. Because you're not yotze without pachos with kezias, even though the Rush thinks maybe that's not a problem, but we go like Rashi that you do. So the question is that when you're having this horseradish, it's not more of a question, it's a problem, is that you're gonna have to have a kezias. That's a decent amount, but a lot of people will not be able to handle such a thing. That's why it might be more problematic to have the horseradish. And also we're gonna see in a moment, the Mishnah's order is specific. That's the most lechachila way to have it. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Charvina, what is that? Amar Vitzchak ben Lakish, atzavsta the dichla, some sort of vine of the palm tree. Uvimara, and with mara, what's the next one? Marisa, so it's a type of bitter herbs. So the Gemara quotes a brayson atarne bar kapatli rakol shel yotzev nachos uvehesaf beulshin uvetamcha uvecharlin, and apparently charlin is we don't know exactly which one that one is. But charvinin is just going to be the plural of charvina that we saw in the Mishnah. Chazirin is a plural of chazeres, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer af ulshe sade, also wild ulshin ulshe gina and the garden ulshin, and also apparently these were standard types of ulshin. And so then, v'chazeres, and also chazeres. Now the Gemara continues. Ulshe, gina, v'chazeres. Why does Rabbi Yehuda use both garden ulshin and chazeres? Ha'tana l'resha. We already said in the Mishnah of the Tanakama, the first section of the Braisa, told us ulshin is mentioned by the Tanakama, that's ulshin. So the Gemara answers, ha'chikamar, af ulshe, sadek, ulshe, gina, v'chazeres. That wild ulshin are also suitable for Mar, just as garden ulshin are going to be chazeres. So the Gemara continues to the Braisa. Rabbi Meir Omer, af, as, vas, vetura, umar, yuruar. These three different type of things, which are all different type of vegetables, Rashi says they were all known in times of the Gemara. Amar le Rabbi Yossi, asvas vetura echadu. Asvas and tura are the same. They're both names of the same vegetable. Umar is there, yeruar. And mar is yeruar. So that type of vegetable. Okay, so that's how we understand a different type of vegetable as well. So the Gemara continues, Tana dever b'Shmuel, Elo yirakos shenimotze b'chavasos. These are the vegetables you're going to be yotze for maror, b'chazeres, b'ulshin, again, these are all the ones of Mishnah, b'tamcha, b'charbinin, charbinim are, apparently, that's charvina of our Mishnah. V'charginin rather, sorry, v'charginin is not, that's we have in the Mishnah. V'charginin is the charvin of the Mishnah, apparently. And then v'hardofin is another type of, some sort of wormwood or something like that is gonna be that one. V'firashi, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, af chazeres yolin v'chazeres galin v'chayotze behem. Chazeres yolin. They're also acceptable, different types of vegetables, have times gemara, Rabbi Lai, v'shumim bazar, af akar blaim. Also, again, these are hard to identify. There's some type of thick ivy of a date palm. That seems to be what Rashi understands they are. V'chazarti al kol tamidah, but I looked at all of my talmidim. V'akashti chaver, it said, someone, is this really true that you could be yotzei mara with this type of vegetable? V'lamatzasi, I did not find anyone who said that way. V'shabasif ne'er b'lazer ben Yaakov, and asked from b'lazer ben Yaakov, hold the dvar, he actually agreed to me that our kabbalim are going to be permitted. I could not see anyone else, but he agreed to me. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol sheyesh lo saraf. Any vegetable that has sap is going to be any vegetable which being cut out, it comes out like white liquid. That is going to be a simen that's going to show you that that's a way to know that that's kasher for the maror. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer, kol shepadav machsifin. Any vegetable's appearance is pale green. That's going to be yotze with mara, as opposed to lafuke. If they have more of a bold green, that's a problem. Achirim omer kol yarak mar yesh lo saraf upon a machsifin. Others say that you need a bitter, and it needs to be a pale appearance. You need both. The bitterness is one of the characteristics. That's what the Chazanish is bothered by. Like, again, the lettuce that we have, it's maisa. It's not bitter whatsoever. So, is that really okay? Okay, that's the question. So the Gemara continues, Amar Biyochanan, Medivrei Kula Nilman, from the words of the Tanaim that we mentioned, we can see, Yerek Mar Yeshlo Saraf Upan Machsifin, that a bitter herb has sap and it also is pale green. That's what we see, because that's what we're defining as Mar. Amar Vuna Lach Gacharim, the Lach is in fact like the Acharim, that any vegetable that has these two characteristics is going to be Yotze with for Maror. Now the Gemara continues. Ravina Ashkel Rav Acha Breid Rav Davi Mahadim Mirasa. Ravina found Rav Acha Breid Rav searching for Mirasa, specifically Mirasa. He wanted to use that one for, that's the one we meant to find as what was Maror. So he wanted to use that one for Maror. Amar Lei, my Daisak, wait a second. Why are you using that one for Maror? The Miririn Tvei, because those are more bitter? That's why you think it's more like Achila? But Vaha Chazeres Tanam. Wait a second. The Mishnah says Chazeres first, and apparently we're understanding that the way the Mishnah's order is, that is the preferable way to do the mitzvah. So that's why I mentioned before, because Chasa is lettuce, and we know that that's the first one that we're mentioning in the Mishnah, what comes out from the Gemara is that that's the best one to use. So that's why the Minhag Olam seems to be against the Chazonish, is that we do use the Chasa, because if that's the one that the Mishnah lists first, that's actually the most lechatchila one to use. That's what we mentioned before. So that's the shayla. Is that always every time that a Gemara is mentioned order? We're going to assume that order is going to be the most lechatchila. It was a very fascinating shayla that was asked to Reb Chaim Kanievsky from Reb Zilberstein. He asked him about, someone asked Reb Zilberstein if he has a lot of money to give to a hospital, and he wanted to give either to the ward of people who couldn't have children, or to increase whatever research, let's say research for infertility, or research for blindness, someone who's to cure blindness and to different ways to heal it. So to bring it to the hospital, he's going to give one donation. So which one should he give? So if Chaim writes, we know that there's four, that he writes that we should give it to the blind person, the blind ward first, the research for the blind as opposed to infertility. Why? Because he says that the Gemara says that there's four lists of four people who are nechshav kemeis. We know the poor person, mitzora, blind, and someone who doesn't have children. And we see from the, whenever we have a list like that, l'chora, the list is actually an order of most intense to list. That's just like over here is most lechachila to least. So to over here, it's like, who is the worst? So we see Ani is the worst, and after him is a mitzora, and after is a blind person, and after that is someone who doesn't have children. So we see that that assume a blind person is in a certain sense worse off because it's listed first in the brace over there when it's discussed as the four people are nechshav kemeis. A fascinating deal that the Rav Chaim brings based on our Gemara that whenever things are missed in order, it's bedavka usually that should be the order. Now the Gemara continues. Again, so this all I was mentioning, he specifically was using what was called maror in the Mishnah, which was like I think third or fourth on the list of the Mishnah, as opposed to using chasa, which was first. So the Gemara says, "V'tanav Shmuel Chazeres." So and Shmuel says, "Chazeres is first." Rabbi Rabbi Yoshia, mitzvah bechazeres, the optimal mitzvah, the best way to do it is with chazeres, which is chasa. Again, that's what we call lettuce. V'yamar Rava, my chazeres chasa, chazeres is lettuce. My chasa, why is it called chasa? The chasa chmani la, because Hashem took pity on us, and he saved us from the Mitzrim. V'yamar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yochanan, and lama nimshul Mitzrayim. Tomorrow, what? Why the Egyptians compare it to Maror? Lomar lecha ma morazeh shetchilo rach v'sof akasha. Just like Maror, the beginning it's soft, the end is very hard. Af mitzrim tchilas rach v'sof akasha. The beginning they were soft, at the end they were very harsh to us. Originally they did where they paid us, right? Paro tricked us. B'mashniyad yom, we're going to get to Parsha Shmos next week. So we see that that's they started off slowly before getting us into this tricking us basically to becoming slaves. So Gemara says Amrlei Hajibi. So actually, so after Vachabar Rava heard this, he said back to Ravina, right? I'm going to go back. I'm not going to use Mirasa anymore. Rather, I'm going to use Chas. I'm going to use lettuce as you suggested. That's the best optimal way to fulfill the mitzvah. Continues the Gemara. Amrlei Bar Machumida Abaya. Machumida said to Abaya, "Mimai Dai Mara Min Yereku." How do I know that Mara is a vegetable? Why are I always assuming it's a vegetable? Maybe we know Mara means it has to be bitter. So maybe it's a type of fish that's going to be bitter. A bitter fish, dumia de matzah. The Gemara answers because dumia de matzah, that we know that matzos and mar mechlu, we see that there's a hekesh between matzah and mar, so it has to be similar to mar in a certain way. What is that? Ma matzah gidulei karka, just so we know that matzah grows from wheat, which is growing from the ground, so to mar has to be something which goes from the ground, not fish, obviously, because they're in the ocean. The Gemara continues, ve'ema hirdiv, but maybe mar should be this type of hirdiv, which is a bitter type of tree, Rashi says. The Gemara says, because dumia demat, which does, again, obviously grow from the ground. So the Gemara answers, dumia dematza, ma matza means rabbin. We know that matza is actually a type of, a thing that you plant and you grow, not just the actual thing, but it's a food type of thing. It's an herb. So the Gemara says, af mara means rabbin, so too, it has to be a type of herb from, that's not something that's just the actual tree itself, and therefore, we're not going to use hirduf. The Gemara says, ve'ima harzifu, maybe it should be harzifu. Rashi explains a type of plant that was very dangerous for animals. Apparently, I knew about it when it was in the time of the Gemara. It's like poisonous for animals to have it. So the Gemara says it has to be dumia de matzah. Ma matzah nigam chasef ma'aser. Then we know matzah has to be something that you could be bought theoretically if you wanted to use ma'aser sheni money to use that type of grain of ma'aser sheni with matzah. You'd be able to af marish nigam chasef ma'aser. So too with regards to maror, it has to be something which is bought with ma'aser sheni money. The Gemara continues. Amar lei rabba bar chanan labai ema maror chad. But how do I know it includes many types of vegetables? Maybe there's one maror. One maror. Why do you have to have? Who says that you can use like these 10 different types of things that we just mentioned to be yotzei maror? The Gemara answers because merorim ksev amatos umerorim yochlu, merorim is in plural, so therefore you can use many different types of vegetables, which would be implied. So the Gemara says ema merorim trei, but maybe it should be two vegetables and not more. How do I know that it should be? So the Gemara says, dumia de matzah, ma matzah minim harba. We know matzah is, we know, we gave five different minims. So to mara minim harba, mara is going to include the Mishnah here. We mentioned five different species that could be yotze with the vegetable of mara. So too with matzah, we have many different things that can be yotze for mara. Now the Gemara continues. Amar rabba baravuna marav, yirako shem rachami yishyadu zinchalasa pesach. So these five different types of things that we mentioned in the Mishnah, the different types of mara that could be yotze with, the kulan is in baruga achas. Since they're similar in nature, that's not going to be a problem of kilayim. We know kilayim is planting, let's say, a banana with a grape to plant them together. It's actually clay. All right, that's a clay carom. It's even more chamer. But lemaisa to plant it with it's a xeris akasa. We don't know the reason for this, but the Torah tells us that you're not allowed to plant two things together. So these things are similar enough that in nature that you're allowed to plant them in one area. The Gemara says lemaimer delate mevushim kolayim. So there's going to be no iser kolayim mentioned with regards to that. That's what clearly comes out of Rav's statement. Meisiv Rav, I have a question on this. But it's in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says chazeres and chazeres galim, chazeres and chazeres galim, ulshin veulshin sadeh, krishin vekarshi sadeh. So again, it's listing these things specifically in this order: leeks and then wild leeks, kuzbar kuzbar sadeh, coriander coriander, wild coriander, chardav chardav mitzri mustard and Egyptian mustard, dlasa mitzri amrutza, Egyptian gourd and amrutza, also a different type of gourd. So the Mishnah says that these are not going to be kalim. So now the Gemara is medayik. Rava is medayik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to imply that chazaris and chazaris galin in, that only that chazaris and chazaris galin in are allowed to be planted together. That implies that chazaris and chazaris galin, but chazaris listed with the next grouping of ulshin, let's say, are not allowed to be planted together. So we see that they're not considered one min, and therefore you're not allowed to plant them together against what Rav says. No, maybe the Mishnah says, and they're all not going to be kalayim. The Gemara says, "Vamar Rav Zuko Zukla." Now the Mishnah is specifically discussing it in groupings of the each one two by two to mention that these specific two things that let's say chazaris chazaris galim, chazaris and wild chazaris, and ulshin ulshay sada, the ulshin and wild ulshin, those specific things are not going to be kalayim and nothing else. So since the Mishnah is Zuko Zuko's katane, it's specifically mentioned in pairs, so each pair is going to be not be kalayim and everything else would be kalayim. So the Gemara answers, "My Nizran Damar Rav." So what is the ruling when they say that they can be all planted in one bed? That Rav tells us Nizran Kil Chasan means that they're all planted in accordance with the halacha in a way that's going to separate one from the other, that they're not going to be considered kilayim. So the Gemara says, so you're going to plant them in a way that's kehilchasa and tanina, so if you're allowed to plant them near each other, but to make sure that you don't have the isra of kilayim, that's the famous Mishnah of aruga shishisha al shishu tvachim, that if you have a thing, if you plant an area that's 6x6 tvachim, zaron besocha chamisha zaron, you're allowed to plant five different types of seed, arba labaruchos, four and four, so the bed v'achad ensam, one in the middle, we know the famous diagram that comes up in kilayim. That is a way that it's mutter to make sure that you have the specific logically acceptable arrangement. So that's not a chiddush. The Mishnah already tells us that by different meanings. So why would Rav be telling us the same halacha by maror? So the Gemara says, "Ma'od the same ani milav Yisraelim." No, because I would have thought that this heter that the Mishnah tells us only specifically only by zira'im. However, by yirakos, which regards to vegetables, that may not be because they are yonik from a further area. Yonik, they draw sustenance from a further area, in which case we could consider that whole area a problem of kilay zira'im. Kamashmam, therefore, Rav has to tell us that the Mishnah is going to be sufficient even for vegetables. That's what comes out over here. The Gemara says, "Lameima dirakos alima mizraim." But that's going to assume that vegetables are worse off, meaning that they draw nourishment from a wider area than Zeran. Because again, I could have thought that you're only going to make it with regards to Zeran, but with regards to Yerakos, I would have thought you'd be more machmir. So that implies that Yerakos have more reason to assume you should be more machmir with Yerakos. Is that really true though, Vetzan? Don't we learn in the Mishnah in Kilayim that kol mine zraim ein zoran berugachas, that all types of zraim you're not be allowed to be planted in one area. Kol mine Yerakos zoran berugachas, that all types of vegetables you're allowed to plant in one area. We see that vegetables are more makil than zraim. So clearly, why would I have this havamina? There's a problem again. Well, the Rav is not seemingly be mechadish anything. So the Gemara says, ma'adisim mahani mara means zraim, no. Without Rav's ruling, I would have thought something else. I would have thought that maror are going to be zeraim. They're going to be considered zeraim, and you can't plant them in a small area together. Therefore, Rav has to tell Kamash Malan that they're in fact like yurakos, they're going to be considered vegetables, and you would have this area to plant them together, and it would not be an issue if you have a halachically separation. But again, they really are be'etzem kilam. You cannot plant them bebas achas together. They have to have the proper separation. So the Gemara says, is that really true? Also, though, zeraim salkadaitach could have really thought that maror foods are going to be like zeraim. That's not yurakos. And Mishnah says, these are the yurakos, these are the vegetables, or yoche maror. Why would I have thought that maror is categorically, you know, defined as something that is a zeraim as opposed to yurakos? The tiny bar cup or yurakos. He tells us that we're specifically referring to vegetables. The tiny bar shmol yurakos. The tiny shmol says yurakos. So the Gemara says Hachazeres Itzrich Alei. So then I need Chazeres for Rav to teach us Talkadai Techamina. I might have thought that Hoyle Vesofa Lahaksha is the Chazeres eventually hardens Nesiv La Rav Chatfei. You should give it extra space, and therefore it could not be planted in a small together with other minim. Lav Amar Biosi Berchanina, because Rabbi Yosef Berchanina didn't say Kelach Shakruv Shehuksha, that a stalk of cabbage became hard. Marchivin Lo Beis Rova, you expand the empty space for it, the area which is not allowed to be planted to a Beis Rova, a bigger area, which is a much bigger area, but it's like 10 by 10 Amos. Alma came into Sofa Lahaksha, so Yavina Rav. We see that something would eventually harden. You're going to have a wider space. And I would have thought that Hachanami, Nesiv Le'Rav Chatzvei, I would have thought with regards to at least Chazeres, it becomes hard at the end. I would have thought you have to give it the bigger space. Kamashman, therefore, Rav tells you, no, that you can have the normal space that you have with regards to Zeraim, even though it's going to be hard at the end of the day. It's not going to be a problem. You don't need the extra space. That's what the Chiddush of Rav is. That's how we come out Lamaskana. That again, the reason that Rav mentioned this whole Chiddush was to tell us that it doesn't need the extra space. And where it says, Yotzin ben, ben lachin, ben yavishin. You're going to be mekayim the mitzvah, whether they're moist or dry. And where it says, Amar v'chesed lo shana eleva kelaf. That's only a lacha with regards to the stalk. Aval, be'al in lachin, ein yavishin lo. In, rather, yavishin lo. With regards to the leaves, there, if they're moist, then you're going to be it's acceptable for Mara, but if they're dried out, you're not going to really use them for Mara. V'ham in the Tani Seifa v'kelach shalahem, but since the latter part tells us that you're going to be yotze with the stalks, m'kal d'resha alin, that implies that the first part of the Mishnah tells you that you're going to be referring to the leaves, and the leaves you would be yotze. The Gemara says, Perushi kamafarish, the latter part of the Mishnah is actually explaining the first part. Kik tani bin lachem bin aveshin akelach, that the Mishnah is telling you when you may yotze moist or dry, that's with regards to the stalk. The leaves, however, are going to be acceptable only when moist. The Gemara says, Meisivei, Rav Chista challenges, they ask question from the Brisa, Yotzin behen v'kelach shalahen. They're going to fulfill the obligation with them and their stocks. Bein lachet, bein yavishin, whether they're moist or they're dry. Divrei, Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir tells us. Chachamim omrim, lachin yotzin behen. And when they're moist, you're going to fulfill your obligation. Yavishin ein yotzin behen. When they're dry, you're not going to fulfill obligation with them. V'shavin. And Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim are going to agree, Shiyotzin ben kimushin, they're going to fulfill obligation when they're withered out. Avalo kivushin, but not when they are preserved, when they're pickled, velo shluki, not stewed, velo mivushan, nor they're cooked, klo shaldavar, kol, sheish botam mar yotzin, but whatever has the time of mar, they're gonna fulfill obligation, klo shein botam mar, ein yotzin, and then you're not, if you're not using tamar, that's not gonna fulfill. That, I gotta point out, what we see from here, a clear, psul, is, you're not allowed to use horseradish. To have chazeres, like what we call chazeres, the chrein, that's mixed with beets and other things and pickled, whatever. You're not allowed to use that at all to be yotze maror. That's for sure not okay. You can only use the actual, ground up horseradish that we have, that's it. But you can't have with the crane, with the purple crane that we have, you're not yotze maror that. It might be people who think that way, but that's clear for this din over here, that you're not in a fulfill obligation. Again, but now so that was just a side point. But why was the Mishnah bringing this up? They were bringing up that our Mishnah tells us whether they're lachim or yavashim, whether they're wet or dry. That's Rabbi Meir who tells us likewise in the Bryce Center. Meir says that you're allowed to fulfill them with them, vekelach shalahem, and that indicates that even when the leaves are going to be okay when they're dry. That's going to be against Rav Chista that said the dried out leaves are a problem. So what's going on over here? Can you use dried out leaves or not? Our Mishnah implies yes. Rav Chista said no. So the Gemara says, talking about Kelach, the interpreter of the mayor was telling you when are they okay? To the stalks, but not to the leaves. That is if they were, Rav Chista says they have to be moist, or like that they can't be completely dried out. So the Gemara now says, okay, fine. So that's, we accept that answer for Rav Chista. Now the Gemara continues. Tanur Rabbanan, Ein Yotze Be'em Kemushin. We're not fulfilled obligation when they're withered. Mishum Elazar v'Tzadik Amru Yotzeben Kimushin, that you are going to fulfill the obligation when they are withered. So the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "Bai Rabim Bar Chama, Mao Sheyetz Adam Chavasa B'Maror Shal Meister Sheni B'Shalayim." What's going to be the halacha when a person is fulfilling his obligation with Maror of Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim? So now you use Meister, you take off again. So you have, let's say, lettuce. So you take off two lettuces, you give them to Truma Gedola. Then you have another 10 you give to Meister Rishon, you give to the Levi, and then another after that, around another 8, whatever. You take those 8 and you have to eat them in Yerushalayim. So those 8 that have been in Yerushalayim, am I yotze with them as Maror, that romaine lettuce? So the Gemara says, "Ali, but there be kiva loti b'ayla." According to Rikiva, there's no question. Because he says, Hashem matza daraisa nafik. When it comes to matza, which obligation we know is daraisa. So then, bimar darbanan mibayit, then when it comes to mar, which is only darabanan, I'm obviously going to be yotze. So now, what exactly is darabanan over here? So Rashi quotes one interpretation, that's what I thought before I saw the Rashi, is to explain like that, but the Rashi is a very good point that can't be the case, is that Rashi says, maybe you mean matzah bezmanazeh is daraisa, because we know bar of dechlamatos, and maror bezmanazeh is darabanan, because it's only hokosh when there's a korban pesach. So since there's no korban pesach, then we're discussing over here the case where there's no korban pesach, so mar is really derabanan, and that's the shaila bezmanazeh when there is no beis hamikdash. But then says Rashi, we pass that there is no mar, there's no meiser sheni bezmanazeh when there's no beis hamikdash. That's a machlokes tanaim, and then the mishnah. So clearly, we should bring up this gemara of Rami Bar Chama should tell you only aliba. The gemara would have to tell you that we're only in the man d'amar that says there is meiser sheni bezmanazeh. We hold not that way, but the other tanaim, there are tanaim who hold that there are, and Rashi says we make no mention of that's the case. So Rashi says that's not what's going on over here. So then what is Taka the gemara's case about mar derabanan? What does it mean by mar? So Rashi says that means mar darbanan, that to the chiyuv of meiser bechlal, to take off truma on yirakos, on vegetables, that's all a chiyuv darbanan. That's not a chiyuv deraisa. That's a shaila in Rishonim, actually. What is deraisa? Is it dagan tirosh v'yitzar? Is it other things are included as well? But lameisa, everyone agrees that yirakos are darbanan. So the Maisa, when it comes to this lettuce, that's only a chiyuv darabanan to have them bichlal, meaning that there's no chiyuv daraisa. So we're talking about bizman based on Megdash, and Maror is theoretically daraisa, but the Maisa sheni shabbat, the fact that it's Maisa sheni, the shame Maisa sheni, that's only darabanan. So the question is, that since they only have a chiyuv darabanan to eat it in Yerushalayim, maybe that wouldn't be a shaila and it would be okay. So now the Gemara says, so that's the question. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglida, he says that matzah that you use for Meister Sheni is not suitable for the mitzvah of matzah. So then what's going to be the halacha with regards to Marar Mai? So when it comes to halacha of Marar, what's the halacha? But matzah deraisa dula nafik. Only matzah where Meister Sheni, we know, is Meister Sheni, the din of Meister Sheni is deraisa with regards to wheat. Because again, we said dagan tirosh v'yitzar, everyone agrees that wheat's going to be in the category of something that's going to be the chay of deraisa to take off truma and Meister. So Meister Sheni of that is a chay of deraisa. Of a mar midarbana nafik, but with regards to Marar, where Meister Sheni is only Derabanan, so then Dilma called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came to Reis Tikkun. Maybe that's the first thing. It means Derabanan, we're not going to be as Machbir. Or the second way to understand of it is Rosh Hashanah's favorite Yisod. In every Sugya that we do, Rosh Hashanah will always explain, for every Din Derabanan, he'll always explain what's the Ke'en Deraisa of what you're doing. Every Din Derabanan is paralleled after some Deraisa. Whatever Din Deraisa it is, that's the Shaila. But there's always a Din Deraisa that is Shaykh to a dindar abundant. It's always paralleled after a dindar raisa. So we're going to be machmer, just like we're machmer by pesa, by batza. So too, even though it's meiser sheni, that's only on a chi of darabanan to have the meiser sheni, but still, you're not allowed to take it out of Yerushalayim. So since it's chi of darabanan, take it out. It's still not going to be yotze. And the Gemara in fact goes like this. Amar Ravi, right? Mistavra matza marar. It's logical to assume that both matza and marar, which are linked to each other, amat sos marar chlu, are going to have the same halachas, just as matza, that's meiser sheni, is not going to be useful, is not going to be allowed to be used for the mitzvah rather. And so too, when it comes to marar, not going to be allowed to use for the mitzvah of marar as well. Okay, now we're up to the next mishnah. Mishnah says insurance on worse than tarnagol, and we're not allowed to soak bran for chickens because it's afraid that it's going to leave where the kernel of grain is going to become chametz. Valcholtin, you're allowed to scald it. That's the shayla over here. Putting in boiling water, it could bring a bran in contact with water. Putting in boiling water apparently is not going to make it become chametz. And the Rif and the Rush already quote though that we don't know how to do that. This matzav of what the Mishnah is telling us over here. So therefore, unless a person is very sick, chol sheish basakana, we're not going to allow this. Valcholtin, that's what the Mishnah says. Aisha lotish at the morsim told be adal merachat. A woman shouldn't soak bran to take with her to take her bath. Valshavik sorry yavesh, she could rub it on her skin because that's not going to lead it to become chametz, even though it's shell dripping from the body. And then the Mishnah continues, Lo yalos adam chitin v'yanecha makasam. A person should not chew grains of wheat and place them on his wound on Pesach, because they can become chametz. That's what comes out over here, that the saliva is considered a thing that could lead it to become any liquid of a person's body is going to lead it to become chametz. Now the Gemara continues. So, Tanur Rabbanan, Il Dvarim She'en Ba'in L'Lechimus. These are things which do not become chametz if they come in contact with water afterwards. Ha'afoy, that which is already baked. So that's what we see. This is Beferish Gemara that says that that matzah is already baked and no longer become chametz, even if you soak it in water. That's the whole shaila with gebrak. So where does that come from? So the Chassidim have the minog. I'm machmer this myself. That's my minog, is to be machmer on gebrak as well. So where does that come from? The Gemara says explicitly that if something is baked, does not become chametz afterwards. So I can say nishtanu atava that they bake them in a different matzah of the situation that we do. So therefore, our matzah is not baked as thoroughly as theirs, and therefore that's why the Litvish are very bedafka. The girls very against it. Mamash very against it to not be machmir whatsoever. Many of the Litvish poskim are say there's no reason to be machmir for it. You don't even necessarily need to do ataras nedarim if you don't want to do it anymore, according to certain poskim, even in pesman hazeh. So that's the shaila. Again, medina gemara. Everyone agrees that it was mutter. The question is, did something change in the way of our baking process, which is what chassidim are v'sicholshit for based on the Baal Shem Tov? I think it comes from a servant Baal Shem Tov that we are masmir for gebrak. So the Gemara continues, v'amevushal, that which was cooked, v'achalach shechalta beroschim, and that which was already put in boiling water, we're not afraid anymore that's going to become chametz. The Gemara continues, mevushal, how could the rice of something which is cooked cannot become chametz? I'm vashal mechametz, because in the process of cooking, when it's boiling, it's going, until it becomes boiled, it can become chametz. What are you talking about? Only when it becomes boiled, it's going to be not become chametz. Amar papa ha'afoy shebishlokum. Now we're talking about that, the extension of what's going on over here is that which was baked when it was cooked. And then that's not going to become chametz. The Gemara says, Tanya, we learn in Hebrew. So, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yuda, Omer, Kemach, Shenafel, Asocha, Delef, that a flower which is dripping water fell into it, Afilu Koyam Kula, even if the water dripped all day long, Eino Bala Dichem, which the flower is not going to become chametz, because if you're constantly pounding on the water of the flower, that's preventing it from becoming chametz. The Gemara says, Omer, Papa, Vuhu, David, Le, Tif, Tif, but this is only if the dropping after drop, with no different intervals in between them, and since it's going in that consistent dripping, that's not going to let the process of being chametz, of becoming chametz, is not going to start yet. So therefore, it's not a problem becoming chametz. The Gemara continues, Amar, Devir Abshil, they also talk, Vatike Shari, Vatike, which is a type of food made of flour, is going to be permitted on Pesach. The Gemara says, is that really true? Vatana Vatike Asher. The Braisa tells us Vatike is in fact Asher on Pesach. So which is it? The Gemara says, Lokasha, there's no difficulty. That which was prepared with oil and salt, that will not become chametz. That's according to what we mentioned before, that fruit juices are not going to ever become chametz. And therefore, it's not going to be a problem. Rashi mentioned that the dough that with fruit juices does become chametz a little bit. It still becomes chametz nuksha. So the Rishonim bring a raya from against Rashi based on our Gemara idea, which says that this is okay. Ha Davide b'maya milcha. So the case over here, though, with the rice is telling whether prepared with water and salt, that case will become chametz and it's going to be aser. The Gemara continues now. Amar Mar Zutra. Mar Zutra said, "Lo limche inish kedera b'kimcha de ushina." One should not thicken a pot of food with flour, even a jar of oven grade. Dilma lo bashel shape, because maybe parts of it are not going to bake properly. V'asil de chimutz, and then he's going to come to do the process of making chametz and lead to the cooking process. Another halacha, Rav Yosef, lo lichlut inish shen scald boiling water. Shrei chita behadaya that they turn the kind of two kernels of wheat together. Dilba az lachad v'yasa betzira de chaverte, because one kernel will perhaps shift and then the other one will come together. V'lo selik suluke dukule de maya be'arba ruchase, and then the bubbling of the water will not get to them on all four sides. But the chimutz, and then it's going to come to become chametz. So we're apparently saying that if you're scalding and boiling water, it has to reach every flour kernel directly. Therefore, you should only do one kernel at a time, because if I do multiple ones, I'm afraid I'll leave one out, and that can lead to become chametz. So that's what comes out over here. Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we'll pick up with the Amar Abaye tomorrow.